Tim, why don't you just start us off with your opening thoughts, and we'll go from there with questions.
Well, you know, obviously we dug too big a hole in the first half. You know, we came out in the first quarter and played really well, and they got a couple runouts on us, and we just couldn't get the shot to go down in the first half, and I think that made a difference. We had some quality looks. They got the length and athleticism, and sometimes that changes shots a little bit. Second half, I think the young ladies come out with a lot of fortitude and heart and showed what kind of defense we could play, and we finally got a few shots going down. And maybe I counted wrong, but I thought we had three shots down one with a chance to take the lead. We had three in the corner, we had a layup, and we had a shot inside the paint. And, you know, none of those go down, and then Canterbury gets a couple steals with their athleticism and length and converted into baskets, and that made a difference. But this time of year, I remember the first trip we made to the state at Lucas Oil in the Monday meeting. Commissioner told us that there was a state champion and a runner-up, that we were all champions once we got this far. And it's such a privilege to play on the last day of the season. And I can't tell you how proud I am to have coached these young women all year, and to see the heart that they put on the court in the second half is just tough for me to let loose of them at the end of the day.
Coach, do you do anything different at halftime? Like you said, your defense just changed.
Honestly, we made no adjustments on defense. I think our young ladies just realized that, hey, we could play with this team. You know, we're all human. We all read you guys' press. And they look and say that we can't be within 20 points of them. And, you know, I thought, even though this is the calmest, coolest team I've ever coached, I thought some of our shots came up a little short in the first half. We were short-arming shots. And I think that may have been, even though they probably wouldn't admit it, I think it might have been a little bit of nerves and playing against an athletic team as Fort Wayne Canterbury is. We probably haven't played against that athleticism. Even though we played some great teams in the tournament, the athleticism that we haven't played against probably since we played Modern Day late in December and Heritage Christian late in December in our holiday tournament.
What does it say about your team that not only did they not give up after such a huge deficit in the first half, but they came storming back so close?
That's why it's such a joy to coach these women. You look them in the eye and you ask them to do things. Even though they're the biggest bunch of practical jokers I've ever been with, they rip me on my phonics all the time, especially 21. Where's she at? But, you know, we just have a lot of fun. And the young women that blazed the trail at Vincennes Reveille, before these ladies, we've talked all year that it was their turn to make memories for themselves. Of course, there's always going to be players to come at our school playing the shadows of teams that's been to the state finals. And these young women just stepped up and wanted to continue the tradition, and we're very proud of what we're accomplishing at Reveille.
Allison, to get the Mental Attitude Award, obviously a huge, huge award, kind of riding the losing effort a little bit, or I know it's always tough, but to get that as a senior, just talk about that.
Yeah, it's tough losing, but I couldn't be more proud of my teammates. I thought we showed tremendous heart in the second half, and none of us gave up. And for the award, I just feel extremely honored to receive it. I know it's extremely rare, and I couldn't be happier for myself and for my teammates.
Talk about what it was like out there on the floor during that comeback in the second half today.
Oh, it was huge. I'm pretty sure I threw a couple fist pumps. I don't normally do that, but I think everyone was just, you know, caught up in the game, and our fans were huge. I mean, we had a ton of fans here, and they supported us all season, and it was just great. I mean, we were within a point, so, I mean, we were right there with them.
Coach, speaking of, talk about the fans. I mean, there were points where it felt like an Indiana State game in there.
Yeah, you know, I think our enrollment this year, unofficially, is around 110, and that's the biggest enrollment since I've coached because we have a big freshman class. But I don't know. You guys know the estimates. What we have, a couple thousand here? 1,500, 2,000? So, you know, we're a school of 100. I challenge any of the schools to enrollment to take 15 times their enrollment and bring them to a basketball game. You know, there's excitement out here. These young women play with their hearts out, and I'm just proud of them. I can't tell you, the Purple Nation followed us all we went. You know, the press can say, hey, you're close to home, so you brought it. I think we took 21 or 2200 all the way to Fort Wayne twice. And so, you know, I love the excitement in our community. Our fans are fantastic. And I think when we have that type of crowd, it just shows you the respect they have for the heart and soul that these young women have playing basketball.
Lauren, tell me you're at the free throw line. I think you made one of two, make it 36 or 35. What was going through your mind right there?
When the game gets hyped up like that and the crowd gets louder, I tend to calm down myself in my brain. and I mean, the more I think about it, that's usually when I miss it. So I tried to not think about it and just shoot. I should have made the second one though, so we could have tied it up, but that worked out. So.
Allison, what allowed you guys to be able to come back and make it so close after being down?
Just our heart and dedication. We all said in the locker room, you know, if no one believes that we can't do this, then don't come out of the locker room. And every one of us came out of the locker room, so not a single one of us doubted that we couldn't do it. And so we knew we had it in us, and we just knew we had to go out and execute. And I thought we did a tremendous job in the second half.
Was that at halftime that you said that?
Yeah, the halftime.
Bailey, can you expand upon the effort in the second half there, just what it was like? I saw you kind of, you were running the show out there, just calming everybody down a few different possessions.
Well, there was a couple, we made a turnover, they made a turnover, and things were getting hectic, and we kept saying, you know, we're the ones coming back, and they're the ones that are scared, and they're making more turnovers than we are. So if we slow it down like we have been all game and just keep playing like we did from the beginning of the second half that put us in the game, then as long as we calm down and play our game, keep our composure, then we'll be in it.
Coach, they score 18 points in the first quarter and then get 24 the rest of the game. And you held a top scoring team in the state.
To 12 points in the second half.
Talk more about your defense.
You know, 12 points in the second half. When you look, they scored 6 points in each quarter and we scored 19. Both teams are extremely good defense because of their athleticism and their length. And, you know, we've played defense all year. We try to mix it up. We try to show different stuff at them. But honestly, we played the same defense as Denver Lady the second half as we played the first. I think we just got a little bit more confidence once the shots, we hit a couple shots. And momentum does a lot to the enthusiasm. And when you play defense with enthusiasm and heart, I think that was the difference. We started believing when we started to come back and we quit giving up the easy layups and we quit giving up the second shots. And, you know, I see that Bailey Diamond had very many points, but she had 11 rebounds. And she's my point guard. And, you know, it just says a lot of character. I can't say it enough. I'm just extremely proud of the effort they put out there second half. I don't like losing. I don't like finishing second. But to get here and to see the effort they put on the floor, I can't walk out of here disappointed.
Coach, you alluded to the rebounding, and which is all effort, and it seemed like that run, a lot of it was keyed by limiting those second chance points. That's what they were making the money with in the first half.
The ladies know that I've told them that time and time again, that, you know, rebounding's all heart and desire. You know, if you get your body in, even though they got great athletes, if you get your body in position, fundamentally, very few athletes can jump over your head. And I just thought we did a tremendous job of attacking the glass in the second half when they did shoot the basketball. And yeah, we gave up some layups throughout the game, and people's going to talk about that. But I thought our defensive strategy was exactly what we had to do to stay in a basketball game. And we didn't dig such a big hole the first half. Maybe it would have been a little bit closer, and maybe we would have made them press just a little closer.
One last question, anyone?
Your thoughts on Allison winning
the medal attitude? You know, I've had the privilege of Allison being on the varsity basketball team now 4 years. And if you asked me from the start of the season who my vocal leader was going to be and what kind of leader Allison would have been, I would have doubted it. She's been pretty quiet, played in the background most of the time. But this year, when the season started, she took it on her responsibility that she had to be a leader. And I think that her and Bailey Diamond has done a fantastic job vocally for me. And I hate to lose her, but she's always going to be a part of her Bay girls basketball, and I'm extremely proud that she got the Mental Attitude Award.
coach. Ladies, thank you for your time.